We're really happy to be here. We've got Bob Kessler here with us. How are you, mate?
Really good, thank you. It's a pleasure, first podcast, so really looking forward to it.
Mate, you've got the voice for
it. What are they calling the golden consoles? I'll have a green console similar.
We've got a that's going to be a problem today. We've thought about that all the way.
Yes, I agree. I've got a green console. In the car, in the way here.
We've got a lot to talk about. First of all, we'll talk about you, Clayton. How are you? What's happened?
Very easily. cracking on the wing up and waiting for the first game. It was he was the only bloke that really had a vision. Doing a lot of training development process. And, you know, I mean, like that's the way I think if we can bring good players to the players and keep them involved in the club, there's a lot of things that are sort of smart there, and you want to help those motivation people well and truly involved in it. So I think that's development. Continue to have opportunities to welcome within the green community, within the seniors, and
you came off. to be here, but then we'll be back on. I should do that, yeah. It's going to be okay. We'll be fine.
Yeah, usually, someone
picked me up to drive me. I was talking about the news.
Were you on the bus that we caught up to see on there? Yeah, so what did we do there? The guys picked us up here when we went
on Hamilton. Hamilton.
That's the next year. So we did a.
Yeah, you did it again, didn't you?
Yeah, we did an horrible one where it was in first year, in the early year. So all the five teams or four teams were all organised to get into the bus, and we didn't tell the Wanderers about that. Very well over the years, and it's great for a top club. You get the likes of Gareth Lutz, first, top line, second line, and then instantly come down, they're playing Friday night, so you've got a little general out there. You look at the first grade quality. We've got Eddie Clifton, who's signed up this year as well. He had his first game in fullback in the first round, and yeah, he absolutely loved it. Black Brighton signed up for this week, so it's going to run him off the bench and test out the knee. You've got the likes of Paul Smith, Matt Blackmore's back from the 2006, 2007 games. We were all back and we were just getting run around by these young talented boys up there. We pop our heads out and
is
my sister-in-law was coming down. Chris Marchant, the Marchant is the only player that played at the end of the game and played for Wallaby.
Yeah.
He just got a bit faster in the field, but he is a minor, so he's quite spent. There are a couple of boys my brother's coming down. Sherrod and my sister-in-law is coming to play for the lady team, and yeah, I think it's going to be two of them on down for a bit of a run. But it's a Friday night.
Yeah, that's good. Is it a good comp up there? I've been kicked out of the
all the grass that sat in
Back to the club, first grade. Third choir. Fucking Daniel Meter. Meter's like a brother. We've had a lot of years together. It's a pretty interesting evening. Honourable mentions goes to Nathan Forshaw, Barney.
And we've had a really exciting game.